All right, I want to keep these podcasts under 20 minutes. Well, I'll try anyway, okay? So I'm going to try to get this in under 15 because I've actually got work coming up and I had a wee nap, an unexpected nap. It's my kryptonite. I love a wee nap, I do. Right, so secondly, apologies for the voice. I sound like a six-year-old jazz singer that smokes 60 cigarettes a day. I'm too much of a hype man in class sometimes. I get overeager. I shout. And then I hear my voice going, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to take it easy. But then the next class comes in and then I kind of get revved up myself and I'll start like shouting again. And then my voice gets worse. And here I am sounding like I am about to play a club in New Orleans on the saxophone. Yeah, weird, eh? So what I want to talk about today is being proactive towards the end of this lockdown. For the most part, we have had to be reactive. We've had to do what the government's told us to do. We've had to abide by every single guideline. We've basically been living a life that has been laid out for us, as in only 12 people can go in a shop. You can only go this far. You can only do this and this and this. And all of it was needed, right? But as things start to lift, I want you to get in the idea of this is not only a lifting of the quarantine, this is a lifting of any kind of problem you had pre-quarantine. So if you had something going on in your life before quarantine happened and you didn't and you just couldn't get your head around it, or you couldn't think about it, or you didn't know what way to go about it, you know what you need to do now is start acting on it. Much like every 1st of January where everyone's like, new year, new me. We've had a benefit to this quarantine is where a lot of us have became more introverted. And that means in some degree, you've had a lot more time to think. You've had a lot more time to think about your career, a lot more time to think about your friendships, a lot more time to think about your family, your relationships, your hobbies, your general lifestyle, whatever it may be, you've had a lot more time to think about it. And if you're like me, your life beforehand wasn't perfect. Most likely your life after quarantine won't be perfect. But I'm coming into it with a new sense of purpose, because I've had a lot of time to think. I've had more time than I needed to think, which like a lot of us probably led to anxiety, and we kind of got maybe in our head and a wee bit too much. But for the most part, it's been positive, because through this lockdown, we've kind of figured out what we want our life to be after it. So for me, and I'm going to use myself as an example because I don't know anybody else, right? I've became closer to my friends during the lockdown than before it, because I've actually spent more time communicating with them. We've met up more because we didn't have work to kind of distract us. We didn't have all these little things going on in life to distract us. We could actually meet up. Obviously, we were social distancing, folks. We weren't out there not social distancing. But like, we're meeting up, chatting, engaging with each other, talking to each other. And I haven't done that in a long time, because work gets in the way. Life gets in the way. And that's one thing I've decided, that after this lockdown lifts, is to not overvalue my friendships and think they don't need enough work, because they do. Sending a message in the group chat is sometimes not enough to maintain a friendship. Not talking to a person. We all have those friends that you can talk to once in every 8 months and it's like nothing has changed. However, it is good to keep base with them more. We as humans need communication. And we as humans do not like being alone. So during this quarantine, I realized that, you know what, my friendships that I've developed over the years mean a hell of a lot to me. And I value my friends a lot more than I thought. And I don't want to let that up. I don't want me going back to work mess that up. I don't want me going back to day-to-day living and day-to-day routine mess that up, because it's reignited a fire that I want to stay in touch with my friends. I want to do more activities with my friends. I want to value my friends more than what I did beforehand. And that's the first thing I'm gaining out of quarantine, being more proactive in how I see my friend group and how I engage with my friends. Secondly, career-wise. For a lot of time, I was a reactive person in my job. I was in like, right, these people have came on board, right, I have to find a place to take them. These people have came on board, right, I have to move around to take these people, right, these people are coming on board. I never want to turn anybody away. I never want to turn anyone away because I like people, and people coming is also money. So there's two sides to that side of things. But I found it hard to develop a system with work that I can control, maybe my one-on-ones and my groups. I've always wanted to push groups more because I thought groups were A, easy to handle. B, if you're a PT, you'll obviously know that groups create more of a financial gain. But the biggest thing for me was C, it allows me to have a life outside of PT. For any of you personal trainers out there, or for anyone that's in a customer-based industry that, as much as we like to say, finishes when we clock out, it doesn't, especially PT. Like, you're always there with your clients beck and call. And beforehand, before lockdown, for the last 2 years really, I react, my lifestyle was a reaction to work. So I would do things when I had time off work. I didn't really structure myself that my lifestyle was to be balanced with work. No, work dictated my lifestyle, and as a result, my relationship suffered, both friends wise, both with another person. And I put my hands up and I thought, you know what, this is the way it has to be. But during the lockdown, I've had a lot more time to think, and I've put a lot of time in PT. I've put a lot of time into the business. And as much as I want to see financial gain out of it, I want to see myself enjoy life. I'm 29 this week, well, the next 2 weeks. I want to start being able to have me time, being able to go, you know what? I actually would love 2 days off in a week, because I haven't had 2 days off fully in a week in ages, in months. And it's nice to get that. And it's nice to be able to give myself 2 days off. And it's nice to be able to spend a day with somebody and not fear that, oh, sorry, guys, clients text me there, I just had to jump on a text. And that comes with A, giving myself harsh criticism that I'm like, right, Tommy, you don't need to be always involved in Trifactor. I have Dave there, who, listen, I'd be lost without. If Dave wasn't there, I'd be absolutely lost. So I've got Dave there. I've got Niall there. I can rely on these lads. I don't have to be there every second of the day. Dave doesn't have to be there every second of the day. We can rely on each other. So it's that time where, I'll quote Jocko Willink on this, is you need decentralized command. You need something to be able to work without you being there. And like, I would give Dave the key to my house, my bank account, anything he wanted, because I trust him more than he knows. So it's nice to be able to go, and especially after this lockdown and the way it organically happened that groups got pushed more, that I was able to go and go, right, you know what, this is the new system. I'm being proactive. I'm not allowing myself to fall back into the same old trappings of before quarantine. I'm going to be proactive now, and I'm actively going to change how I approach work, because I want to have a lifestyle, not just have some hours out of work. As much as I love my job and I love being in the gym and I love chatting to my clients, I also love my downtime. And having this extra downtime since quarantine, I've learned to value my own space. Like, to be sitting and not talking to anybody for 4 or 5 hours in the afternoon is actually very enjoyable. it's something I took for granted, and it's a bit of clarity that I need to make sure that work goes well. Because when you're out of work and you had a bit of time to think about work, you're coming in with a bit more vigor in work. You're coming in with a bit more pep in your step, which I do like. Yeah, so that's the work side of things. Being proactive in relationships. So as you all fully know, I'm a man about Tinder. Do love me wee Tinder. I don't even think I know what swiping left on Tinder is. Honestly, I don't know. It's like my hand just locks into swipe right. But quarantine has been a weird time, because through quarantine, we've all been left alone with some regard. Like, a lot of people have been left out of relationships, as in like their partner, they can't have seen their partner, or maybe they have seen their partner. And for me, relationships has been good, because I've kind of figured out what I want in a person, what I would like to see my life going. My kind of, I don't like setting like rigid plans, but it's gave me the opportunity to go, you know what, maybe I need to stop fooling around as much and being an idiot. Maybe I need to start maybe sitting down more and finding that person that I can bounce off. Maybe I need to, now that I have the ability because of work giving me more lifestyle, as in like I've put myself off more, I've gave myself more hours to do activities outside of work, maybe now is the point where am I starting to look for someone? I don't know, but it's the first time I've engaged in that conversation with myself. It's the first time in a long while that I've go, you know what, am I looking for someone to get in a relationship with? And do I want that relationship going down the avenue of wife, kids, etc.? And it's good when you have that thought process, because once you know what you want, you'll go out and get what you want, as opposed to me continuing swiping right on Tinder, trying to look for a cheeky court two of a night out in Oscars. No, I kind of know what I want now, and I feel a comfort over, like, there's a comfort in knowing what you want. And as much as I hate having a plan, and there's no way to plan for anything like this, because Lord knows I could end up with 15 dogs when I'm older and being the most eligible bachelor in an old folks home. But at least I have it in my head that I know what I want. And if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I'm going out there and I will pursue it. Like, I will go up to a girl that I find intriguing on a night out, and I go, listen, can I have your number? As opposed to me just trying to get her a quarter to throw a bag of chips in the taxi and we just jump up to mine, and then I drop her home in the morning on the back of a moped. Although I still want to do that, in my mindset I am looking for something more now, because I've had the thought process to do it, and I'm not afraid to admit that. And this is the good thing about quarantine, is we've had this time to think about the things we want, and it gives us, it's like we've pressed a refresh button. It's like we've got that so it was like we're that person in December that goes, oh, listen, I want to start working out in January. Except this time, don't let yourself leave the gym in February. Keep at it. Another thing, so that was queer-wise, relationship-wise, friends-wise. Another thing is health-wise. I've used this period as a period of growth. I've listened to a lot of audiobooks. I've started back training. Well, I've taken a more serious approach to training, and I've delved deeper into the, you know what, Tommy, you need to look after yourself, because as much as you want every of those other aspects in your life to improve, if you're not in the physical mindset, as in if I'm eating bad, I'll have a bad mindset. If I'm not looking after myself, I'm not looking after my thought process. People forget that your mind and body are connected. And if I don't hit a workout, I get anxious. I get weird. I don't like the person I am when I don't work out. When I work out, I'm bubbly. I've got endorphins. I probably check myself out far too much in the mirror. But it's a thing that I like the Tommy that works out. I like the Tommy that eats well. I like the Tommy that invests in himself. And That is health, by the way, is investing in yourself. That is the thing that we all always, we always push others to invest in themselves. We're always like, yeah, you, like you're like that hype woman. Yeah, girl, you go do that. You need that. You ain't no need no man and all this shit, right? Invest in yourself. Be that little hype person for yourself. So invest in your own health. Invest in your own growth, both physically, mentally. Start listening to audiobooks that motivate you, or start listening to books that make you think, or start listening to people that make you think. Start gaining mentors in your life. They don't have to be friends, family, or people you know. They can be online, they can be YouTube people, they can be Tony Robbins for all I care. But start investing in your health via your nutrition, your exercise. Now, I'm not saying you need to be buff, I'm just saying you need to be functional. And start investing in your growth as in put yourself, like, we should never stop learning. The old age saying is you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, you actually can. There's a fun fact for you. You actually can teach an old dog new tricks and start teaching yourself some new tricks. Like, it's a weird topic because I can ramble on it for ages, but it's something that I was thinking about, and I wasn't going to like jump on this and spiel for an hour, because I'm trying to keep it under 20 minutes, because you can listen to me in the shower. That's weird, eh? The thought of someone listening to me in the shower. But some people have said that they listen to me in the shower, or they listen to me when they're running. I don't think I've got that soothing radio voice, though. I think I'm quite nasally in how I talk. There's just little ideas about being proactive as opposed to reactive. Because I could have been reactive in any of those situations. I could have been, you know what, whatever happens, happens with a girl down the line. Yes, that's fine too. But at least I know now, I'm proactive in my thinking of, you know, well, maybe I am looking for that something. If it comes, it comes. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I'm going out in the mindset of it. In career, I am going into the mindset of, I want to give myself more of a lifestyle outside of work while promoting the business, while pushing the business in. Also, that is, it's an old adage saying of, I'm trying to make more incomes than one, because Lord knows I'm stupid enough that, like, one day I could just walk in the gym and all my stuff could be robbed because I forgot to lock the door. I'm that kind of person. So, like, I'm trying to develop second incomes, third incomes. As much as I want to give myself a lifestyle, I'm also branching out and going, how can I push Trifactor as a brand? And so there's all these little things that, even though I want to give myself a lifestyle, I'm not forgetting about the business, and I am pushing it in different avenues. So always, always push your thought process behind things, because I want to be known as Trifactor the brand, not Trifactor the gym or the studio. And then when you go into friends, is value your friendships. And sometimes be wary of the friendships you have, because you could be in a situation where you're over-investing and someone is under-investing. So notice those things. And if you do, maybe call that person out on it. And if they react well, and it's in turn positive, well, then all the better. But if they find them drifting further apart, well, then it's essentially dead weight and you didn't need it in the first place. But yeah, folks, this was my first podcast. I'm going to keep in under 20 minutes. So I actually think I did all right. Now, I am looking to get guests on the next one. I just need to sort out the link between the boat, because I'm really bad at IT. But I will sort that out. So I'll be speaking to you all soon. Thanks, folks.